snow leopards live right here in Chattanooga at the Warner Park Zoo. If you visited the zoo lately, you know that. But what you may not know is snow leopards are critically endangered, and the Chattanooga Zoo is working with the Snow Leopard Trust to protect both the leopards and their natural habitat. An event called Cocktails for Conservation is coming up to benefit those efforts. Today, Zoo Executive Director Darty Long joins us to discuss it. Long says there are many reasons why the leopards are so endangered.
Habitat destruction is a big one for them. They're also hunted for their fur because it's really beautiful, and it's also extremely warm, obviously. And so they're a very, very endangered animal. Also very difficult to study because they live in the Himalaya Mountains, and so that's a difficult place for them to, you know, for field researchers to go. And there's also a lot of, I guess, resistance in some countries that are, you know, the homes to some of our more endangered animals, because the people there actually are dependent. Those furs can be very, very valuable to the local people. And so when you have a very poor country, trying to engage the local population and make them realize the value of keeping those animals alive can be a challenge. So organizations like Snow Leopard Trust, who is who this particular cocktails will be benefiting, do work not only to study and track. They have radio collars that are on animals that they're tracking, and it's really exciting to watch that progress. You can go on their website and see what's happening with that. But also, and I think equally important, is the fact that they work with the local population. And for instance, in our gift shop, you can purchase items that were made in Tibet or Nepal, and that supports the local economy there. And Snow Leopard Trust provides that venue for us to be able to purchase those items. And so we're actually helping in a lot of different ways. So by simply walking in and buying something provided by Snow Leopard Trust, you're making a contribution to help snow leopard field research. And it's really very cool.
Long says habitats are shrinking for snow leopards. Tracking collars can help by showing researchers where habitats still do exist. Another thing that helps at places like the zoo, researchers are conducting breeding projects.
Well, one of the things, and I think the ultimate goal in a lot of breeding projects for endangered animals that are held in captivity in zoos and aquariums, is that ultimately we'd like to refurbish or reintroduce animals into the wild. We'd like to think that we could bolster those populations. Some of the issues, particularly like with animals like the cheetah, the populations have been so constricted that they're now inbreeding a lot, and so you don't have healthy, viable animals that are being, you know, produced. And so one of the advantages is to be able to take that long term and reintroduce. It also helps us understand reproduction patterns and helps us support them better in the wild if we can study their behaviors in captivity. It was really interesting when we decided to bring snow leopards to the Chattanooga Zoo. We first had to contact the Species Survival Planning Group, which there's a species survival plan for many endangered animals, and you have to be approved to even get those animals. And I think that's kind of cool because it says only responsible, serious people get them, and we're kind of moving away in the zoo world from that old, oh, let's just get a cool animal for people to come and see. It's more, why do you really need that animal, and what is its purpose there? Certainly to entertain and educate. But in other cases, it's to really study the animal and understand it. So initially, we had two sisters that came to us from the Pittsburgh Zoo, or pardon me, from Roger Williams Zoo in Rhode Island. And the idea was to find out, can we take good care of them? Do they do well? And once that we assured the SSP that we were doing well with the two sisters, we sent one sister up to Pittsburgh and traded her for a male. So we were approved for breeding. We did see some activity this year. We didn't produce cubs, but the important thing is that we had apparently a good enough environment to encourage breeding, and they were barely introduced this year, so we're really hoping we might actually get cubs next year.
I wondered, for these snow leopards at our zoo, what's it like, their lives, being in this hot, humid, mostly snow-free climate? But they're fine. Long says snow leopards raised in zoos are often used to different climates.
In our exhibit, we have waterfalls, and they spend a lot of time lying on those rocks, which have water splashing on them and kind of keep them cool. But sometimes people come, and on a day that it's going to be very, very hot, you might not always see the snow leopards, and there's a reason for that. They're given access back into their den areas, which are air-conditioned, so they can go in and out as they choose. And so if it's really hot, they might choose that day to go. And we tell people that, you know, come in the summertime, come to the zoo early in the morning, because that's the best time to see animals. Because let's face it, we all feel better early in the morning when it's a little cooler. But, you know, when it's 98% humidity, 98 degrees, you know, we all just kind of will lay around in the shade. So that's what you'll see at the zoo more of if you come in the mid-afternoon sometimes.
Finally, Long says the event happening this Friday, Cocktails for Conservation, has been going on for several years. Each year benefits different groups.
And I'm really proud of the work that our zoo does, not only with Snow Leopard Trust, which is the organization that we're benefiting now, but we're also deeply involved with a group called Zoo Conservation Outreach Group. And it's individuals from different zoos who serve on the board, help support zoos in Latin American countries. And so we benefit a lot of different animals. We are supporting field research now. Our zoo provides funding for field research with Andean condors, Chilean flamingos, our two real big and important animals we've been working with. And it's a great group, and we raise money for that group from time to time. Also, hellbenders, which are one of the more unique salamanders from our area, which have had very little study done. They're very difficult to find, and we don't know a lot about their habitat and how they exist, and even just how many are really left in in the wild. And we've done some projects to benefit that. So we alternate different conservation projects. And it's something I'm really proud of, because a lot of people don't know that about the zoo. When you visit, you certainly see the animals. And if you read about, you know, some of the graphics, you might find out. But it's really important work that we do, and it's where some of our dollars that we receive from the gate go to actually benefit those programs or events like this.
People looking for more information can find it online.
Well, they can go to our website at chatzoo.org. They can also call the zoo at 423-697-1319 and, you know, talk to our staff and find out what's going on. And, hey, you know, if you haven't been to the zoo in a while, it's a really good time to come and visit. There have been so many really amazing changes, and I'm really proud. I've been there, this is my 25th year, and, you know, I've watched that park really just emerge into a wonderful, wonderful resource for our community. And it's a place where you can come and spend the day. You can visit the zoo, ride the carousel, go to the water park, or just take a walk on the brand new sidewalks. It just looks so inviting, and I see a lot of people jogging and walking out there. So really proud of our park as well as our zoo.
More information about Cocktails for Conservation is also at our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.